You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned during the first hour. We'll be joined by Rob Regish as we perform the Blueprint Power Hour, where Rob answers your questions about training, nutrition, all sorts of things. Then during the second hour, we'll be split between two interviews. The first interview will discuss the changes in the brain that actually cause you to sustain obesity. This has been touched on in the past. We're going to get deeper into this with Dr. Eduardo Nilni. And then after that, we're going to talk about the four lifestyle changes that not only protect your heart, but can lower your risk of dying, of sudden death. And these are important because we hear about sudden death all the time. We'll be talking to Dr. Haytham Ahmed about that subject later. But first, Rob Regish, how are you?
Doing great, brother. Just back from my chiropractor yesterday. Put me back together again. We had a question last week about chiro, and
yeah,
I practice what I preach. And
you chiropracticed what you preach.
Yeah, I got a nice adjustment and back on track.
That's great. Let me get the notes here. Hold on a second. I'm ill prepared. This morning we were meeting with a TV station here in Louisville about a new show called Superhuman Television. Guess what it's about? Everything we talk about here, but, well, I'm going to try something. We're going to try reaching the mainstream with our message. And we're very, very excited about that. So anyway, I was late getting into the studio. I apologize if I sound ill-prepared, but now I have my notes in front of me, so here we go. What a great name. This first question comes from Legionnaire Shiva. I'm a huge fan of the Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio, and I have a question to throw your way. For you to answer if you wish and the time permits. My beautiful wife is breastfeeding our wonderful daughter. That's a great thing right there. She's currently coming up on the 1 year mark, but decided to shoot for 18 months around 9 months ago, rather than settling in for 1 year. However, her milk supply is starting to dwindle to about 3/4 of what it was before. With that in mind, we both recently decided, about a month ago, to start the journey to becoming healthier people until we reach superhuman status. Although I'm doing fine, I'm thinking she isn't getting enough food to fuel her body. He's probably right on about this, which is constantly working to produce nourishment for our daughter on a measly 1,200 to 1,500 calorie diet. Bingo. Give that man a cigar. Which brings me to my question. How many calories should a breastfeeding mother be taking in while she's also looking to lose weight? What macronutrients should she be focusing on? And is it possible to lose weight at a pace that would be similar to a regular woman while breastfeeding? And fourth, if the answer to number three is no, and it comes down to her having to make a choice between losing weight and working out or continuing to breastfeed until 18-month mark, which is more beneficial for a mother and daughter? I greatly appreciate if you find a time in your busy schedule to either reply to this or possibly touch on it on a future episode of Superhuman Radio. And that's signed by Alex, it says, even though it says Legionnaire Shiva.
Yeah.
Question. So go ahead. What do you think? I mean, he clearly is right. She's not eating enough.
He is. He's intuitively kind of figured it out himself. But the short answer, Alex, is that she should focus during this time on nourishing her child.
Bingo.
And not losing weight for as long as she's breastfeeding. And good for her for breastfeeding versus this formula crap. It is best if your wife is drinking a lot of water, doesn't wear super tight bras because the lymphs need to be able to flow, right, in that whole area. And she needs to eat enough calories in order to keep her milk production up, enough carbohydrates to do the same, and enough fat to balance things out. Now is not the time for a super high-protein diet or for her to be restricting calories despite the urge to do so. Breastfeeding in and of itself is going to help her lose weight, and so is being on a paleo diet, which is one of my recommendations. So as such, she should be eating lean and fatty, pasture-raised meats, coconut milk and coconut oil, plenty of fruit, sweet potatoes, and lots of veggies.
Organic.
Organic. The baby needs plenty of fat and carbohydrates, and that's what breast milk is rich in, amongst other things, like we know colostrum. So with that in mind, I'd recommend the following. A paleo diet with lots of good fats and carbs to keep her milk production up. She also needs to increase calories. This 1,200 calories a day stuff, it's ultimately going to shut her metabolism.
Well, I was just going to say, let's think about what's going to happen here, right? The body is intuitive. The body has one objective, to live long enough to procreate, protect
right.
the young until they're on their own, and then die. So what her body's going to do is it's going to stop her from losing body fat, because it's going to go, hey, we have to maintain what we can to protect this baby's nourishment.
Yeah. In fact, she's burning at least 500 more calories a day by feeding, by breastfeeding. And the fact that it's ending soon is going to be a chronic stress event for the baby, for her, and I should say. Her goal then should be to eat at least 2,000 calories a day with at least 175 grams of carbs, most of those coming from paleo sources. With respect to that cortisol, chronic stress increasing as the breastfeeding ends, that unfortunately leads to elevated cortisol, which can damage her health and cause disease over time. Now, in some instances, it leads to a grouchy mommy, as her hormones are going to tank and her sex drive along with it. Now, having been through this as a father, I can tell you men are pretty useless while mom's doing her thing. However, it would be wonderful, Alex, if you could shop, prepare, or otherwise have paleo foods on hand to help mom out. And a great place to go to educate yourself on that is paleoplan.com. It's a great resource to compile your shopping list, recipes, and meal plans to support your wife. I think Erin Mackin does this for some of her clients. She's been on the show before, is a big fan of paleo, but really, you got to remember this. There'll be time to lose weight later. Let's focus on nourishing the baby with quality paleo foods and get those calories up. I hope that helps.
And another source for paleo, we cannot forget Dr. Lauren Cordain, who is the man that you can say is responsible for the launch and growth of the paleo diet. Took Dr. Boyd Eaton's paper and turned it into a cottage industry. And that is thepaleodiet.com, and there are lots of good resources there as well. I always like to invoke the name of Dr. Cordain, because paleo has become a cottage industry to itself. Had it not been for Cordain, who back in the day was laughed at and criticized for promoting the caveman diet, and then, you know, fast forward, and there's a million paleo gurus out there, and he's the guy who started the whole process. So let's not forget him, too, when you're looking for resources. Yeah. Let's go long on this segment. Let's go right to Matt Beatty's question, because we can answer it pretty quickly. He says, Rob, can you talk about the HISE, H-I-S-E, breathing shrug on the next Blueprint Power Hour? Are they good for mass gains? What is the HISE breathing shrug?
Wow. Matt Beatty, God bless you, man. This is an oldie but a goodie. For those unfamiliar, the HISE breathing shrug was named for its creator, J.C. HISE, and it was first written about in 1946 and later updated in 1956. HISE had he had amazing success with this exercise, developing a highly arched chest, much better posture, stronger diaphragm, which he termed the life muscle, and weight gain in cases where nothing else seemed to help. So So briefly, what you're doing is you place the weight on your shoulders as if you were doing a regular squat. And then, standing with your feet about shoulder width apart, you take a deep breath, always striving to breathe into the upper part of the chest as high as possible while shrugging your shoulders upward and as high as you can. You can also tense the front of your neck muscles, as that you're going to find it greatly aids in lifting the chest higher, causing most to make quite a grimace. Every effort needs to be made to breathe as deeply as possible, and then breathe out and sag down, going through the same procedure until you complete 20 repetitions. Most men performing this exercise back in the day did it for 3 sets. However, much of that's governed by the amount of energy you have to expend, and believe me, it's a lot. Some folks find that they like to rock slightly forward on the toes. However, Heise didn't feel that that was necessary. When you work up to really heavy weights, you'll find that you're not able to shrug the bar very high. Heise always said that that's going to vary from person to person. It's not too important, so long as you're shrugging it as high as you can. Some raise it 2 inches, okay? Some trainees, and others only about a half inch or so. It's not necessary to use any other exercise with this high shrug. But if you were to do so, I'd recommend performing breathing pullovers, because they seem to complement the high shrug nicely, and they're a fantastic movement in their own right. To most people, this won't seem like an exercise at all, and they're likely going to dismiss it without a fair trial. That's a mistake, in my opinion, as its virtues have stood the test of time for many that have taken the plunge. You should see your chest becoming higher and larger, and your taper down to the waist will improve. You're going to have better posture, your waist will appear smaller, etc. Give it a 6-week run, and I would perform it twice a week is the logical starting point. A lot of folks doing this find a heavy and a light day beneficial when incorporating the high shrug, and I'd have to agree. When I tried it, that's how I did it. It worked out well. Here's the bottom line. Along the lines of 20-rep breathing squats, deep pullovers, the high shrug's magic lies in the following areas: heavy weights, compound movements, and lots of huffing and puffing. You don't see much of that in gyms today, as most of these movements have been lost to the mists of time. The original course was penned in 1946. It appears on pages 39 and 40 of the Rader Master Bodybuilding and Weight Gaining System, and it is as valid today as it ever was, and it's certainly worthy of your consideration during a mass gaining phase, especially if nothing else is working.
Okay, short break. When we come back, we're going to answer Dan Zepil's question. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. You can get a free copy of the Blueprint Bulletin by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need: small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So the next question comes from Dan Zipiel. Zipiel, I hope I pronounced that right, Dan.
Zipiel.
Big fan of your Formula Mass Pro Synthogen. In fact, I can't imagine training without it, and it never come off of it, obviously. Feel like I can train every day. It has healed my injuries, and I've gotten comments from friends shortly after using it. I get really vascular for some reason, and my muscles always feel full. Anyway, I can't find it anywhere now, and wondering what's the deal. You were right about one thing. Coming off it isn't fun. Within a week, I felt really banged up, and those same friends noticed it too. I've used fistfuls of EAAs and BCAAs and lots of ecdysterone, and nothing works even remotely like it. Two questions. Why does it work so well, and when is it coming back? Did you run out, Rob? I didn't even know this.
Well, Synthogen is currently sold out both at MuscleMass.com here in the States and PredatorNutrition.com in the UK. We had ramped up production to keep pace with demand, but the bottom line is the lab ran out of Synthogen's trademark black and white caps. So with no other choice, we had to do a limited run of all white caps.
Big deal.
I know. But the good news is Predator should be getting their shipment in, I think, this Friday, and Mass expects to have factory fresh inventory in right around June 14th. They're also, Mass, anyway, are taking pre-orders, so it's first come, first serve. You know, I'm glad it's doing you right, Dan, but why it works so well really isn't a mystery, or it shouldn't be to me. When I went about formulating it, the goal was to green light many of the processes that slow down or otherwise stop muscle growth. And it's a matrix of 16 different ingredients, each carefully chosen to address some rate-limiting step in your body's ability to recover and grow. So let me give you an example. You see many an ECTI product out there, right, to increase protein synthesis. In 20-plus years of experimenting with a compound, I found it was imperative to have all 9 essential amino acids in circulation concurrently, because ECTI goes about accelerating new contractile muscle protein in the ribosome. You need the essential amino acids to construct that new protein strand. I then spent almost 2 years tweaking those ratios for the essential amino acids to where I considered them optimal. Further downstream, the inclusion of TMG, or trimethylglycine, extends the duration and the action of protein synthesis, given the fact it's a methyl donor in the liver. And methylation is a topic that is way overlooked in our business. And Carl, you did a show sometime back, I forget the doctor's name, extolling its virtues.
Very, very important, methylation. Very overlooked. And in fact, it's associated with cancers. It's associated with a variety of different diseases, the lack of proper methylation.
Yeah. So the approach I took was quite different, I guess, than most companies. I designed it by taking a fresh look at a known bodily process, and then I reverse engineered it to remove all of the roadblocks. I paid no attention to price point or profit margin or any of that crap. Mass gave me one directive: give us your best work. When I finally got into it, I was a little taken aback by the things that go on behind the scenes. And I'm gonna share this because people should know. You know, a lot of these labs wanted to cut corners or suggested something less than forthright. As one lab tech I spoke to put it, he says, you know, we can just use 5-HTP instead of tryptophan. Most consumers don't know the difference. Well, the fact is, they'll notice a difference in terms of results because 5-HTP is not an essential amino acid your body can use to build new muscle. L-tryptophan is, though. Stuff like that, you know, it turned my stomach. But I'm giving it to you straight. A lot of this stuff goes on inside the business. At the end of the day, Synthogen is an incredibly intricate formula and leaves no stone unturned. You absolutely will notice a dramatic improvement in workload capacity, recovery, especially from exercise and faster muscle growth. Now, for whatever it's worth, Synthogen's got a reorder rate something north of 95%. So I'm confident if you take the plunge, you're going to find the same.
Okay. And since we're on the subject of performance-enhancing supplements that work, Scott Mazza says, what's your honest opinion about steroids? Are they as dangerous as we're told?
How about that?
I have some opinions, so I'm going to let you go first.
This is a long overdue question and answer. The relative dangers of steroids have been overstated. Now, that is not to say they're not without risk. But the situation isn't as cut and dry as the media would have you believe. Because if you listen to Congress, the powers that be, and all the talking heads, steroids are dangerous, toxic, you become an uncontrollable, you know, raving lunatic, and they'll kill you. Further, if you ask that man on the street if steroids are dangerous, 99% of them are going to say yes. Ask those same people to define what a steroid is, and you'll get a blank stare in most cases. They are simply synthetic analogs of testosterone. Nothing more, nothing less. The reality is that steroids refer to a class of drugs, some of which are more toxic than others. In fact, if you open the physician's desk reference and read about testosterone, or any androgen for that matter, there is no overdose threshold cited. None. Zip. Zero. That's quite unlike the other class 3 scheduled drugs, which steroids have been lumped into, like crack, methamphetamine, and heroin. So let me give you a practical example. If I lined up a bottle of Dianabol, unquestionably the most popular oral steroid, a bottle of aspirin, a bottle of caffeine tabs, a bottle of Tylenol, and a big bottle of vodka, and I asked you, which one of the following could you swallow the entire bottle of and be absolutely assured you wouldn't die? Which one would you pick? I'd pick the D-ball, and so would any good doctor. The aspirin, you're going to burn a hole in your stomach and bleed to death. Caffeine overdose, not a fun way to go, nor is liver failure or alcohol poisoning from the Tylenol and vodka, respectively. For all the needle phobia in society today, injectables are a lot safer than orals due to the fact they're not 17-alpha alkylated to survive first-pass liver metabolism. Now, granted, things like A-bombs and Tren are a lot more toxic than Anavar or Primo, but the media isn't concerned with those kinds of details. Demonizing a whole class of drugs is much easier, and the public doesn't have the time, patience, or inclination to make the distinction. This isn't to say steroids don't carry risks. Staying on the wrong drug too long at too high a dose has consequences. Permanent shutdown, of your own natural production, inability to make gains while coming off, depression, other issues will present. The biggest risk, in my opinion, at least in the United States, are the legal ones, right? In most cases, people are going to the black market, which means you're never assured of what, you know, harm the label is in the bottle. And beyond that, even if your source is pure, steroids are Schedule III drugs, which by definition carry mandatory jail terms in many states. It's not just the big fish they're going after anymore. What, you know, while that used to be the case, Operation Gear Grinder and others have increasingly targeted the little guy. You get popped in a school zone, for example, and the mandatory minimum jail times go up, as in way up. There's no more slap on the wrist than a warning letter, like the old days if you're ordering over the internet. Sad as it is, they're looking to put away the middle-aged guy trying to put 50 pounds on his bench. And if anyone listening doesn't believe that, grab a copy of Rick Collins' Legal Muscle. It details just how aggressively the local, state, and federal government agencies are going, and it boils down to politics and political correctness. Steroids are a big issue at the national, state, and local level. If you're a cop looking to get a promotion, a steroid bust looks real good on your resume. You're part of saving the children and part of Joey Biden's crusade against the evil drugs that he feels were the reason
kept him from being a pro baseball player.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that he didn't have the skills at steroids that kept him from becoming one.
Right.
Yeah.
So here's the final word. Steroids are not, by and large, as dangerous as the media portrays. It's fair to say, way fair to say, alcohol, tobacco, and virtually any other street drug you can name are far more dangerous. All right, nobody's knocking over 7-Elevens to fuel their steroid habit. Despite that, none of us can change the stupidity Washington has injected, pun intended, into the situation. If you're interested in androgens, your best bet is getting on TRT via your doctor and otherwise learning about peptides, SARMs, etc. that'll improve your results. Finally, I do feel strongly steroids do not have a place for those in the 15 to 25-year-old age bracket, and the reason has nothing to do with scare tactics, okay? It has everything to do with common sense, because at age 15 to 25, do you really think it's your hormone levels that are holding your back? Not likely. And that's a truth that resonates with people. So instead of parroting the same old steroids bad, bad steroids line, I really wish somebody in a position of power would bring that up. So they work, but the downsides outweigh the risks, Scott, at least in this country.
And you know what? And you know what? The reality is that if you're going to do steroids, if you're in that age group where you feel that it's not going to damage you long-term hormonally, and you are of the mindset that you are being responsible about it, injectable androgens are far less dangerous, if any danger can be found, than orals. Orals do cause hepatic stress. Yes, you won't die from a bottle of D-Bol, but if you do it often enough, you can damage the liver to the same degree that you can with alcohol. The problem is the pharmaceutical industry likes to make pills because people will take pills faster than they'll inject, and that's kind of like the threshold to keep people out of the game, so to speak. But, yeah. I mean, I've admitted on this show, there was a period of time 3 or 4 years ago, for experimentation, just to see what would happen, I was doing 2 grams of test, 1 gram of DECA a week for about 6 weeks. And
wow.
I didn't become a raging lunatic. I didn't have any side effects, quite frankly. I didn't get gyno. I didn't get bacne. I didn't get any of that. I didn't have problems sleeping. It was very unnoticeable except in the gym. In the gym, yeah. It was very noticeable. So all this nonsense about, you know, anabolic steroids turning people into raging lunatics. Look, if you're one of those jerks who has an ego problem, that you're the kind of guy who wants to go out and get a pit bull because you want to scare everybody in the world because you have a pit bull. You know, you're the kind of guy that if you have too much beer, you're a jerk. And you're the kind of guy who would take steroids so that you'd have license to be a jerk. You could say, oh, I'm on steroids. Leave me alone, man. Those people are jerks.
Just be a bigger jerk.
Yeah. There's million. There's an estimated millions. And I want to quote the number. that there's there was a study done, and I had the guy on my show where they want to call steroids instead of performance enhancing drugs, appearance and performance enhancing drugs, APEDs, because more people take them to change their appearance than they do for performance. But he estimated at that point in time, at any given time, there's about 8 million men in the country on a cycle. This is not even counting the guys who go and get a script like old guys like me. These are just guys who are doing it because they're doing it on their own. They're sourcing it on. Now think about that. 8 million guys on steroids. Wouldn't you think there'd be more reckless homicides because somebody took too long in the checkout line at Walmart or cut somebody off on the 405? I mean, it's not happening. It's not happening. Yeah. And it's because it's all part of the negative propaganda created about anabolic steroids. So the mainstream thinks that they're dangerous.
Yeah.
So I think that you summed it up quite well, Rob. Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. Okay, want to know how to gain muscle without using steroids? Sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin. Get a free copy today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad. We'll be right back.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechano growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Boing, boing, boom, cha, 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 boing, boing, boom, cha, ping, boing, boing, boom, cha, 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 boing, boing, boom,
welcome back.
Boing, boing, boom, cha, 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 boing, boing,
okay. Next question comes from Mike Hegstrand. He says, I know you're big on convict conditioning and bodyweight training. I'd like to know your honest impression versus pure weight training. How long have you been doing it? What kind of gains do you see? I'm considering it, but I'm having a hard time deciding if it's right for me. I know what he means, because I think I can actually benefit from that type of training right now, but I'm afraid I'm not going to get as strong and continue to gain muscle, at least maintain muscle. I love the Power Hour and appreciate all the work that you guys do. Great episode. There you go.
Yeah, this is going to be kind of a long answer, but I did so because I know a lot of people are in the same boat. So, you know, long story short, I've been focusing on body weight training within Blueprint Shell for the past 18 months, and in particular, achieving the master steps outlined in the Big Six of convict conditioning. So having said that, I'm going to offer the following observations. Number one, it teaches patience. All right, it's not easy to get from level to level, especially as you go up the progression ladder. In many cases, you're going to be adding a rep or so every second or third week. And to stay the course is an exercise in discipline, because it takes time. So while some things come faster than others, the ones that don't will frustrate the hell out of you. Things like a true one-arm chin-up, right? Now, I had planned to be able to do that last summer, but I'm stuck, and I need to figure out why. I live next to UMass, right? So recently I attended a lecture on sports psychology there, and the professor spoke to what it took to be considered a master in any given field, something called the law of 10,000 hours. And basically what that means is you must practice your craft for 10,000 hours to be considered a master at it. And for most people, that means a decade or more of grinding it out. I have accepted that, and I realizing the fact that I'm a little more than a tenth of the way down a long, long road. So it teaches patience. Second thing, it's the hardest type of training I've ever done. Okay, I've done the take your life with the barbell thing. I've been to different areas of time and space on 20 rep squats. Hardcore calisthenics really does trump it all, given the demands placed not just on your musculature, but your flexibility, your balance, strength, and coordination. You know, the act of balancing on one foot is hard enough, never mind pulling off a true one-legged squat. And anyone who thinks otherwise simply hasn't been there, or at least tried the more advanced movements. You know, you want core work? Try pulling off a one-arm push-up, chin-up, or bridge without engaging your core. You can't do it. So take it from a guy who's competed in powerlifting for 20 years. The stuff is brutal. The gains in size and strength are just as good as traditional weight training. I would not have believed that because I got a 20-year background in powerlifting. But it's the et cetera part of my commentary where the real magic is. Weights build big muscles, no question. What they don't build to the same degree is the flexibility, coordination, and tensile strength of the underlying tissues. And that's what I call pick them up and throw them type of strength. It is as real world as you can get, and your tendons, ligaments, bursa, and fascia will all thank you. The balance and coordination involved are a huge boon to your performance too. And that's not going to sound sexy to a lot of people listening, but it is pure gold as you age, and that's going on every day. And so as the days turn into weeks and the months turn into years, you're going to come to appreciate those qualities. Four, it's the great equalizer, and it registers wherever you go. Right? Not everyone's built to carry 300 pounds, squat 1,000, or even bench 300. Yes, you can take your genetics as far as possible, but for many listening, the hand you've been dealt isn't what you wanted. Body weight training is the great equalizer. It levels the playing field. You can walk into any gym in the world, start doing one-arm push-ups, and be rightfully proud of that accomplishment, and it registers with everyone. Because no matter how big or small you are, no matter what frame you have, it's an impressive feat, and people realize how hard you've worked in order to get there. Five, it's not an either-or proposition. Too many people see bodyweight training as exclusive to weights, or vice versa. Nothing could be further from the truth. Brooks Kubrick's book, Dinosaur Bodyweight Training, is probably the ultimate, I would say, authority on showing you how to integrate both. There exists a happy medium in everything in life. I can't believe I said that, but I did. And the same is true here. So meaning you may find a 75 to 25% mix of body weight to weight training ideal. For others, that's going to be 50-50. The beauty is that the ratio can be manipulated in your favor as time and circumstances unfold. As you age, body weight training is likely going to play a larger and larger role. And the world today is damn busy. So if you're not busy right now, you will be shortly. Girlfriends, wives, kids, 70-hour-a-week jobs, etc., they all take their toll. There has never been a form of strength training more in line with the principles of independence and economy than bodyweight training, and there never will be. Finally, it's training for life. If you truly love training, there's no better way. It honors the past and the very roots of physical culture, because for thousands of years, it was simply taken as given fact that a man could develop to his utmost potential by manipulating his body, moving it through space and ever more demanding movements. It can be done anywhere, anytime. It requires no equipment, gym membership, supplements, or other commercialized nonsense. The best way I can say it is this. I couldn't see myself benching 400 pounds at age 70. I can see myself doing one-arm push-ups at 70. That's pretty cool in my opinion. So here's the final word. Whatever you're doing, there's a place for bodyweight training in your arsenal. The heavy weights, as they say, aren't going anywhere. They'll always be there. And using both, you just can't lose.
You know what? We have a question from Joe Nasrallah that we may have to push off to next week because of the Blueprint Tip of the Day, because we have to take a break. Joe, we have your question, and it's about the Adidas lifting shoes. Do you want to try to give them the Reader's Digest version? Let's do this. Let's try this, okay? It's not a long answer. Okay. He has a friend at the gym that bought these Adidas training shoes. He swears that he can, you know, squats and deadlifts better in them. And Joe Nasrallah is not opposed to buying them if they're going to work. But he wants to know what you think about them. They have a 24-millimeter raised heel. Do you really think that they benefit squatting, or are they detrimental in your opinion? Plus, he loves the Blueprint Power Hour. Go for it, Rob.
Yeah. You know, generally speaking, I'm not a fan, especially of the raised heel. Right? You're doing movements with vertical loading in the spine, squats and deadlifts. It's just not a good idea to raise the heel because it tends to throw you forward, placing greater stress on the lower back and in particular the knees and the patella tendon. The short answer is this. There's a reason the best powerlifters compete in Chuck Taylor's and other specially made flat lifting shoes. Right? They're sturdy, but they distribute the force evenly throughout the feet. They're proprioceptors in your feet. Take advantage of them. Squat barefoot if you're doing body weight work. It's just going to benefit you in every respect. You don't need $100 shoes, you know, to make great gains.
I gotta tell you something. I squatted and deadlifted in bare feet for a very long time until I went to this new gym that has a wooden lifting platform. I used to be on a rubber lifting platform, and I swore by just stocking feet, and it worked. You know, I don't think you need any. Look, your spine has developed. It's why they don't put high heels on babies. It's your spine has developed with a certain geometry. You know, and then you go and you want to put heels on and do heavy things. It's not smart. Not smart.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we'll have the Blueprint Tip of the Day. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
You create.
Right after Rob Ragish, we're going to be talking about the changes in the brain chemistry that are designed to sustain obesity. One of the reasons it's so hard, not just to lose weight, but to stay that way. I consider myself a victor in that battle. We'll talk more about that later. Okay, the blueprint tip of the day. A trip down memory lane. Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale's bodybuilding supplement review. Great guy, Dr.
Yeah. Yeah, I was rummaging around my file cabinet the other day, which is to say my trunk, and I came across this book. It was first published in 1995, and I can still recall the day it arrived. I had ordered both Dr. D's Anabolic Diet and Bodybuilding Supplement Review, and I couldn't wait to tear into them. I got home after a long day's work. I was tired, but then I was suddenly energized when I saw him at my doorstep. At the time, he was working closely with Leo Costa of Big Beyond Belief fame, and he didn't have a supplement line of his own. So unlike EAS and other companies publishing supplement reviews, he was as close to an independent voice in the field as you could get. So given it's been 18 years since his publication, I thought it'd be fun to revisit some of his supplement thumbs up, thumbs down recommendations. So here's what I found. Interestingly enough, up first, he reviewed adaptogens. Ginseng, pantocrine, mummy, tribestin, and ectosterone were all covered.
He covered mumia as well back then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Adaptogens in general were given a questionable status, with most receiving a thumbs down. A question mark on a few being the only glimmer of hope. He did do a particularly in-depth write-up on ecti, where Dr. D gave it a double thumbs down. And he also panned it in his monthly Muscle Mag column, which I was keen to read every month. Ironic, given his Testo Boost product included at the ingredient panel years later. So he seems to have come around on adaptogens in general, too, given his Renew product currently for sale includes ginseng, rhodiola, schizandra, and ashwagandha, amongst others. In fact, he speaks quite highly of adaptogens now, and I was grateful to see it. Other than that, Dr. D was big on antioxidant supplementations for the athlete way back when. Creatine got a double thumbs up, as did caffeine, ephedra, glycerol, hydroxycitric acid, branched-chain aminos, and omega-3 fatty acids. It was his write-up on amino acids, though, that really shined through. No other category received such attention, and no other had as many double thumbs-up ratings for the drug-free athlete. Under potential amino acid formulas, he had this to say. Combinations of OKG, glutamine, branched-chain aminos, especially leucine, branched-chain keto acids, such as KIC, and carnitine, acetyl L-carnitine, would likely be the best anabolic, anti-catabolic mixtures available to the bodybuilder. He also stated a combination of one or more of the following, creatine mono, creatine phosphate, along with arginine, glycine, and methionine, aminos required for the synthesis of creatine, would also be useful in increasing training stamina and workload capacity. Looking back at it, somebody was paying attention. MuscleTech would soon launch their first three products, very closely mirroring his recommendations, those being Hydroxycut, Acetabolin, and a product called Creatine 6000 ES. I'm probably jogging some memories right now. I think the book's historical significance lies in its timing. Right? It was published right before the era of pro-hormone hysteria that gripped our little world from 1996 to 2005. And during that time, some of the most promising natural anabolics, things that are being revived today, like essential amino acids and adaptogens, all took a backseat to Andro, which brings us to today. What significance does Dr. D's book have, and have there been any real breakthroughs since the Andro era ended? In all honesty, the industry is still searching for the next big thing. Once access to ephedra was severely restricted, only two of three staples remained, protein and creatine. So collectively, most supplement companies rely on those three items to fuel profits, thermogenics, proteins, and creatine. Most thermogenic formulas today have devolved by just upping their caffeine content, although Craze is a step in the right direction by taking more of a nootropic approach, and it's innovative, let's face it. It actually dials down the caffeine, if I'm not mistaken. Protein prices, milk proteins, that is, are skyrocketing, which is putting even greater pressure on supplement companies that offer quality proteins. So you can bet alternative sources to proteins will be popping up, and I'd also look for more of those companies to revisit various spins on branched chain and essential amino acids as a more economical alternative. Creatine, still a staple, but it's no longer a commodity, right? You can buy creatine mono. They're cheap at Walmart these days. So I would expect to see jazzed up creatines of all sorts begging for your dollars. True innovation is going to come from smaller companies that have survived for a decade or longer. Natural anabolics will continue to be refined, and I suspect new delivery systems will be devised to improve their uptake, utilization, and efficacy. I saw this coming with Synthogen when I focused its formula around EAAs and adaptogens and targeted its use in and around the workouts, because it's during that time that supplements can act in a drug-like fashion. And, you know, targeted and strategic use runs circles around shotgunning, in my opinion. I can't speak for other companies, but I'm going to be focusing on similar areas that are currently being underserved. And, you know, many of the ingredients I've been experimenting with are out there now, but some I've dug up from the past. Dr. DePasquale was on the right track when he wrote this book, because he realized that Mother Nature holds all the locks and keys. And that message isn't as sexy as a stimulant or an anabolic that does all the work for you or a lot of it. But it's the way forward, in my opinion. We are all suffering the after effects of pursuing the quick fix right now. And that goes for everything from your physique improvements right down to the stagnant economy. We need to get back to basics, and rereading Morrow's book just reinforced that for me. Now, that doesn't mean you need to settle for subpar results. Far from it. Synthogen has proven time and time again it doesn't take an exotic ingredient discovered in deepest, darkest Africa to up your game. All it takes is some creative thought, a basic understanding of how the body functions, and a focus on timing to deliver results. And that latter point, timing, can't be overstated. It's been said timing is everything in life, and such is the case, too, I believe, with supplements. It's time to ditch the shotgun approach, clean your cabinets, and take a fresh look at what works, what doesn't, and move forward. So in the coming months, I'm going to be speaking more about what's next, a product that I believe will redefine your expectations as to what's possible for a natural product. It's going to be healthy. It's going to impart an immediate, noticeable effect from the very first dose, and yes, it will be affordable too. So time will tell, but if Morrow's prior works are any indication, what's old will be new again, and this time, the smart money is that it'll be sticking around for a long, long time.
Yeah, that, you know, it's amazing when I'm the same way. I have old copies of Muscular Development. I know people do it with this show. I know people who will listen to a show that we did 3 years ago and go, wow. You know, it pays to keep those things because it gives you a backdrop to look at what's going on currently and easily see the things that will survive the test of time that really are of value and the things that are just marketing hyperbole.
Right.
What was that? Wasn't that, was it called Great Stuff? What was that stuff that
hot,
was the kitchen?
Hot Stuff.
Hot Stuff. It was a kitchen sink product. It had everything. I mean, everything. It was like six scoops you had to use. It had everything in there that was popular at the time. It's not here today. I mean, there's so many products like that. So many products that were, they were all the rage. They were going to build, you know what? If they're not here today, they didn't work. Because people would have kept using it if it worked.
Time is the ultimate arbiter, and time will tell. If you look back, you can see ingredients that were on the market 10, 15, 20 years ago. They're still on the market for a reason, and it's called repeat sales. People would not be buying them and continue to buy them.
If they don't work.
Right, exactly. So, and that list is, believe me, it's a short list. You know, there was methyl 1 test, and you can bet next month there'll be methyl 2 test and methyl 3 test after that. Don't fall for every new thing. Do your homework. You know, work with established quality companies with a reputation for innovation and track record.
Yeah.
It's like choosing a spouse. Track record, choosing an employer, choosing an employee. Track record is everything.
Yeah, that's the truth. You know, past performances generally predict future performances. Rob Regish, thank you so much, brother. We covered everything that we needed to cover.
Awesome. We're on Thursday, right?
Yeah. Yes, I think so. I will email you. I have to look. I haven't looked that far in front, but yes, I'm sure we are. Okay.
Thanks for having me, man. I hope everybody got something out of this one.
Yeah. Go to superhumanradio.com and get your copy of the Blueprint Bulletin. By clicking the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today, don't wait another moment. We'll be right back.
DJ Yoda.
DJ Hero.
Here he comes.
Here comes the major.
Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AM Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition. AM Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution. Nutrition by going to MuscleMNutrition.com. That's Muscle, MNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
M Nutrition.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. And, you know, obviously, to me, it's obvious to me that our next discussion probably finds its roots in some sort of evolutionary selection pressure. We're joined now by Dr. Eduardo Nilne. He is with the Warren Alpert Medical School of Brown University. How you doing, Dr. Nilne?
Thank you very much.
My pleasure to have you. Okay, so you recently published a study that elucidates a mechanism in the brain that may actually not only cause an obese person to have a more difficult time losing weight, but also sustaining that weight loss by maybe programming us to sabotage our success. How was this study designed? Was this a rodent model study?
Yeah, that was in a rodent model, and this is most of these studies are currently done in rodent models. So we are a little far away to going to the clinical studies, but this actually came out from original studies we published in 2007 in a journal called Cell Metabolism from Cell, where we were able to show that animals who were subjected to diet-induced obesity they were able to raise all the markers typical of obesity, which also included increase of the hormone leptin. However, there was a one peptide hormone called MSH,
okay,
produced in the hypothalamus, that actually, instead of increasing, was decreasing. And this peptide hormone is essential for inducing energy expenditure. What it does exactly is it's targeted to another neuron in the area of the hypothalamus called the paraventricular nucleus of mm-hmm. the hypothalamus that produces another hormone called TRH. And TRH, in turn, stimulate the thyroid axis and produce thyroid hormone. And thyroid hormone is a thermogenic hormone that raises body temperature and energy expenditure. So we saw that. I observed that this peptide didn't increase by increasing food. So I was wondering that there was a cellular mechanism affecting the production of this peptide. So we launched a series of studies that took almost 4 years, and we found out there is a mechanism that is actually altered during obesity through what we call now an atypical type of inflammation, which is not it's not the same one that when you cut your skin and you get a lot of macrophages and
right.
and cells to try to cure your skin. This is an atypical, very low type of inflammation.
Is this part of what the current scientific community, when they talk about various diseases and they talk about this chronic low-level inflammatory response that is promoting
Correct.
Disease?
Correct. Those are inflammatory signals that, in particular in the brain, induces one of the cases is called autophagy and cells die.
Right.
And the other phenomena is called endoplasmic reticulum stress. And the way it works is that let's imagine that the cell is a factory. In the factory, and I call this particular neuronal cell a professional secretory cell that produces a large amount of this peptide hormone, neuropeptide hormone, like most of endocrine cells produce large amount. And the large amount depends on the stimuli, what we call the stimulation come, we call it secretagogue. It's a ligand that hits the receptor and triggers in the cell all sort of cellular and molecular mechanisms that make increase the biosynthesis of the protein, and the protein in turn gets converted to the smaller form, which is the form of the peptide, travel into the intracellularly and gets out of the cell. Now, what happens is when these professional secretory cells that in a case of overnutrition have a constant demand for producing more and more peptide hormone, it's kind of the factory gets collapsed. And how is collapsing? Before it collapses, what the cell tries to do to survive this phenomena is by expanding the area where the synthesis of the protein is produced. It's called the endoplasmic reticulum.
Mm-hmm.
Increase the biosynthesis of this protein. But at the same time, in order to be successful, these proteins need to be properly folded. This is a very evolutionary conserved mechanism for all cells. So it has to be folded, the protein,
right.
like a ball, and then target to the secretory system. So when start to fail, the folding, it doesn't happen. It's called the unfolded protein response. And one of the things the cell does is to avoid the death of the cells is just to prevent more gene transcription. And so the finding of this study, to make the story short, the finding of this study is that we actually found that the reason why the peptide decreased in its production because was a failure in the biosynthesis of the protein due to endoplasmic
reticulum. And the body responds appropriately by shutting off the production of it. It says, we have bad things coming off the assembly line. We need to stop production.
Correct. And so what happened is get to the cell death. When this happens, if it doesn't succeed, it doesn't succeed, there is cell death. So there are all the groups that claim that this low level of inflammation, this low level of inflammation cause cell death. Actually, mm-hmm. I was reviewing one of those manuscripts that they claim that there are less neuronal cells producing this peptide. That's an older hypothesis. Now, the one we demonstrated at this point is very clear that the production of the peptide is reduced. Now, this is very much related to the role of leptin. Yeah, I don't know how familiar are you.
Yeah,
with
no,
the
we've done shows on leptin, but leptin influences hunger and satiety. Well, obviously, there's a push and pull. It's between leptin. I know there's PPY or PPTY.
Right. So what happens with leptin? Leptin is a signal. It's a adipocyte hormone that provides a signal to the brain about the fat status. So what is interesting, when many years ago, when the leptin was discovered in 1994, they thought that they found the magic bullet to cure obesity.
Right, I remember that.
And then a big company, I'm not going to say the name, the big company purchased the right to the investigator, and they liked the clinical trials. Of course, didn't work because leptin is not an anti-obesity drug. So leptin essentially is a signal that provides to the brain, to the central part of the body, the brain, about the fat status. So, but what happens in the obese state, we have what we would define as the leptin resistance. So obese people generally has higher levels of leptin than normal people.
Right.
So you wonder why leptin is not working. Well, one of the problems with leptin resistance is because there is what is called a signaling between the plasma membrane of the cell and the nuclear, when we hit the nuclear, where the protein will be synthesized, that signal is interrupted and is broken, so leptin doesn't work.
Right.
So there was this hypothesis for a long time that the leptin resistance is the major problem. Now, with these new studies that we did right now, we demonstrate that actually the lack of production of the anorexogenic peptide is totally independent from leptin. And it can happen, you can generate ER stress. You can generate ER stress and will be totally independent of the effect of leptin, which is quite novel. And is also some inflammation produced in nerve cells that may cause dead cells could be also independent of leptin.
I have a question first, before we move forward. So, am I correct? Did you say that the folding of this protein doesn't occur properly because of the presence of this low-level inflammation, or is the low-level inflammation a result of this whole process? It's just a throw-off of the whole process.
No. The low-level inflammation releases inflammatory signals. That's an independent process.
Okay.
And cause disrupt energy homeostasis, disrupt glucose homeostasis, disrupt cardiovascular homeostasis. But the endoplasmic reticulum stress is a separate phenomena which is basically related to asking the factory to produce more than you need.
Right.
But the factory cannot do it and collapse.
Right. Okay.
So there are different drugs that has been used experimentally to overcome the endoplasmic reticulum stress, and we use one of those in our animal model. However, FDA did not approve this drug in USA, but has been approved in Europe, a different type of drug.
Okay. Here's what we need to do, Dr. Nilney. We have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side of the break with the results of your study and want to understand not only what is happening in the brain of the obese individual that may be promoting their failure to not only lose weight but maintain that weight loss. And is there a point in time that it can be reversed? And you're speaking to a former obese person that I am no longer obese, so something changed in my
Good
brain somewhere along.
Right, so you want me to talk a little more about the, for lay people, how
yes.
the Okay, what will be the advantages and disadvantages, or what can be done?
Yes, when we come back from this break right now, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side with Dr. Eduardo Nilni. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail, 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Way Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Eduardo Nilni. So, Dr. Nilni, these changes that occur, they influence the way the brain not only processes hunger, but also the way the body expends energy. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. How does it, what happens to the brain of the obese person that makes them fail when they want to lose weight? They can't maintain the weight loss.
Okay. Let's define obesity a little bit in general terms.
Sure.
We can define it as a multifactorial problem which involves food intake in one side, by looking at the equation energy intake and energy expenditure, and when energy intake is higher than energy expenditure, we gain weight. We have environmental factors, we have genetic factors, and we have lifestyle. So if we go back a little bit on human history and evolution, you can see that, for instance, in animals who go to hibernation, they accumulate a tremendous amount of fat,
right,
during the periods of no food. If you look at the migratory birds, those who cross the ocean, they also accumulate a tremendous amount of fat. And those who are not able to do it, they will die, and you have an evolution movement to animals with the capacity to accumulate an increased amount of fat in order to make the trip to cross from one continent to the next. So the question is that humans has the same type of mechanism. In primitive humans, 100,000 years ago, they have long periods of starvation or lack of food. So the genes that actually trigger that kind of behavior are present in our genetic makeup.
Right.
But you still have people who may say, well, we become an obese species, but not all of us are obese. Well, this is where the environmental factors, the genetic factors, and lifestyle comes into play. If you look at the map of the United States, for example, in the last census from the 2010 from the CDC, you can see that while Mississippi is the most obese state, Colorado is the leader, and you see the whole spectrum of different areas of less obese, more obese, and you say, well, but most humans genetically are similar, why they are. So there are, of course, genetic factors involved, and today it's believed that 60% of this obesity that we see is genetically related, but in my opinion,
well, but genetically related because it's an advantage for our species to be able to acquire fat when we look at our genetic selection pressures.
Correct, but the issue is we were not prepared to have available food,
right,
at all times.
Yes.
And this kind of food that has generated the modern society, which includes
fast foods.
Yeah, correct. It's processed food and processed calories.
Very high calorie, but also very inexpensive. So people can eat more for less money. And they do.
Correct. So those are the factors that are triggering, and also we have the epigenetic factors that we know that young children or babies who were born in a low weight, they have a higher tendency to develop diabetes in the future. So there are some genetic factors, but those genetic factors will express in a society where we have modified. We modify our evolution trend by doing things that is not programmed in our evolution. I'm not saying that we should live in the trees and go hunting, but the point is that what we created is part of the problem. And also we have what is called the there are issues that related to the gut microbia,
yes,
stress, and endocrine disruptors. There is one interesting aspect that some people claim in the 1950s, with the generation of plastic is when the mm-hmm. obesity started to increase. So there are some hypotheses that obesity is related to all these.
Well, let's address that really briefly. You talk about thyroid hormone, you know, being thermogenic, and you know, the thyroid hormone works very well because it causes some degree of mitochondrial uncoupling, which means that you have to work harder to produce the same amount of energy. Well,
correct,
most of these things that we find in plastic, phthalates, BPA, they affect the thyroid. So is it
correct
any wonder that so many people are affected by these plastics. So I agree with you there. So let me ask you that. Let me ask you this question, because we only have about 4 or 5 minutes left in this.
So I want to take about, I want to explain to you, to address your question, the one you asked me, why people cannot.
Yeah, and how long does it take for them to reverse this, or is it reversible?
Okay. So this is what we know, but we don't know a lot. So what we know is that with people who has, it all depends on the body mass index of individuals. So for those people who has and body mass is between 25 to 30, it's easier to control their body weight than those who are over
obese. 30. Right.
Now, but why is that? So what we know now, but we don't know the explanation for it, is that when people become obese, somehow we change in what we call the brain set point of our energy balance. So although somebody will say, okay, I'm going to use my willpower to do diets and I'm going to lose weight, but you know that 75% to 95% of those diets are failure, and that happens between 1 or 2 years. So the problem is that we don't know yet exactly how it works, is that the brain set point of the individual who become obese, it's betraying him. So constantly do the diet, but then the brain is constantly requesting, I need more calories to go back to my energy balance that was before.
But some of this is being elucidated by bariatric gastric bypass surgery, because we know that these individuals experience a change in hormones produced in the gut as a result of things like the actual stretching of the stomach and so on that seem to be communicating with the brain. It's not just because they can't fill their stomach as much any longer, because if that was it, they would eat and kill themselves. We know that there's some other mechanism that starts in the stomach as well, right?
Yeah, well, what you're referring is to ghrelin. When they do the bypass surgery, what you're eliminating is ghrelin, and ghrelin is a food-seeking hormone. So ghrelin is one of the hormones in the gut that actually is telling the brain seek for food, and the success of the bariatric surgery is doing that, but it's only recommended for morbidly obese people,
right?
Because it has a lot of risk.
Oh, I know.
And some people who even have the bariatric surgery start to gain weight by cheating the system by eating little many times. And that, I remember one study that I did in rodents where they actually eliminated a hormone, CCK.
Yes, cholecystokinin. Yeah.
Right. And so what the rodent did is eat many, many more times, but little amount, so they fool us.
Right.
So it's a little more complicated.
And that's because our ability to put on fat is a genetic gift. And,
correct.
And so the body is always going to find ways that we try to trick it. It's going to say, no, I want to stimulate, because the brain thinks the obese person has come upon an abundance of food, and the brain thinks, but this may go away. So the brain wants the obese person to eat as much as possible, as often as possible. So in the event that it disappears, enough body fat has been stored to weather the storm, so to speak.
Correct. That's our evolutionary behavior.
Yeah. But
correct.
Okay.
You're
so,
right.
But obviously something can change in the brain, back, but it has to be sustained for years, in my opinion.
Right.
You have any evidence on that?
Correct. The general recommendation is not look at the cosmetic, but rather look at the lifestyle changes in eating healthy,
right,
and not to worry too much about the overall weight because it's difficult to reduce it. So you have the example of people who has type 2 diabetes. When the type 2 diabetes is established at a particular way, if this patient reduce only 5% of that weight, type 2 diabetes in most cases disappears.
I know.
So there are some ways to deal with it. But if you ask me the question, the best recommendation is just to have a healthy diet.
And see, but here's the problem, Dr. Nilney, and this is the problem we talk about on the show constantly. The term healthy is ambiguous and ubiquitous, because when we look at, take the type 2 diabetic for a moment, we like to call them on this show carbohydrate intolerant, because these people, if they reduce their carbohydrate intake to just vegetables and some fruit and avoid starchy grains and cereal grains and potatoes and rice and all the things that the government tells people the balance, the majority of their diet should be built from, they can reverse their type 2 diabetes in a relatively short period of time, because the body is not tasked with having to manage this constant ebb and flow of blood sugar. Blood sugar becomes very stable and very low. But the problem is that when we tell these obese people, and this is why I think the research that you're doing is important, because I believe that when we look at the metabolomic side of this and we say, what else is happening here? What we find out is that these results are tied closely to specific foods. These people crave these foods that are the worst for them, and these foods are told to them that they're healthy. If I had a dollar for every person who is sick, diabetic, and obese, has says to me, but I eat healthy. Yes, you eat healthy according to the standards that you're being told, but this is not the way you were designed to eat.
Correct. You're right.
So,
well done.
we've come to the end. I think this is good. This opens up, the research that you're doing opens up a lot of questions.
Thank you.
What science should do. It should be constantly pulling that thread more and more. So now research needs to be done. So what specific things affect this brain change, and what can be done to change it back? And I predict that when we start looking at the nutritional portion of it, there's going to be a lot of magic happening. Dr. Nilney, I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to come on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the four lifestyle changes that can protect your heart and save you from sudden death. Why do I feel like Dr. Oz all of a sudden? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, Amnutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, Amnutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleandnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
And nutrition. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We can't address longevity, or even performance for that matter, without thinking of and talking about the heart. The heart is so important. You couldn't train as hard as you train, or as hard as I train, without having a strong, healthy pump. A lot of people die suddenly without even realizing there's a problem because of a sudden heart failure. My next guest is Dr. Haytham Ahmed from Johns Hopkins Medical Center. How you doing, Dr. Ahmed?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. So you recently did some research that elucidates 4 lifestyle changes that will protect the heart and reduce the risk of death. I think this is really important for everybody at any age, because the earlier you start paying attention to these, the better off you'll be. What kind of study was this? How was the study performed?
Absolutely. So this was a prospective cohort trial. And the reason why we wanted to look at this is that everyone knows that healthy lifestyle habits are major factors that protect you from heart disease. What we don't know is which habits are most important and exactly how these habits prevent disease progression along the biological pathway over years and years. So we recruited a little over 6,200 men and women of various ethnic backgrounds from different locations across the United States. And we looked at their eating habits, their exercise, what types of exercise, their weight, and their smoking history. And after getting all that information, we did CT scans on them at the start of the study to look at their coronaries. And then we repeated the CT scans about 3 years later to look at progression of calcium and atherosclerosis. And then we kept following them and saw how many people had cardiovascular disease events like heart attacks or coronary bypass surgeries. And then we kept following them even further to see how many died. And we found that people who adopted the healthier lifestyle habits had a nearly 80% lower death rate, 80% lower death
that's
rate
very significant.
Compared to people who were unhealthy.
And this was, okay, so let's back up. 80% lower death rate, but what about the occurrence of a heart attack in the first place? Was that pretty much the same thing, 80%?
No, it was not quite 80%, but it was statistically significantly lower. And when we looked at heart events, so we looked at heart attacks, stent placements because of coronary disease, we looked at coronary bypass, and we looked at cardiovascular mortality. So we lumped all of that into heart events or cardiovascular disease events, and we looked at death from any cause separately, and both were quite significant.
Yeah, that is very impressive. Okay, so you piqued my interest when you said you looked at diet and styles of exercise. So let's start with diet. What diet did you find healthier people or longer-lived people had in common?
Yeah, so we, in our study, only looked at Mediterranean diet, and we used that as a vehicle to represent what we think is a healthier lifestyle. The reason why we chose Mediterranean diet is because it's lower in red meat, it's higher in fish, leafy green vegetables, fruits. It really focuses on nutrient-rich rather than calorie-rich foods. It focuses on reduction of unhealthy fats and increase in the immense antioxidant effects, which are so important for reducing inflammation and damage. In reality, the Mediterranean diet is just one vehicle used to achieve these goals that I just mentioned, though. There are many outstanding diets. Data tells us what's more important than the type of diet you choose is sticking to the diet that you choose, irrespective of the one that you chose.
See, and I believe in that, because here's what I think. You know, when you look at centenarians and long-lived people, you find out that they have routine in their lives, the way they sleep, when they get up, what they eat every day. What happens, in my humble opinion, is that when you eat a certain food or eat a certain way day after day, week after week, the body becomes better at assimilating it. The microbiome of the stomach upregulates some things and downregulates other things. And the body becomes accustomed to it. It actually starts to expect it, and it works better. It's when you constantly change it up and change it up that the body gets confused.
That's right. That's right.
So, okay, so
change is hard for us human beings.
Yes. What about exercise? What did you find these individuals? Keep in mind, I would imagine that what these are men and women. Was exercise style different for men versus women?
Well, so we structured our study based on the American Heart Association's current guidelines and recommendations, which tend to be the same for both men and women. And that recommendation is you should be exercising at least 150 minutes per week of moderate aerobic physical activity, or at least 75 minutes per week of vigorous activity. And so you can achieve moderate physical activity by fast-paced walking half an hour per day, 5 days a week. So it's really not a huge feat achieving that minimal requirement. And so that was what we considered to be regular exercise in our study. If you were able to if you were regularly exercising at least that amount per week.
Yeah. And if it's a half hour, you're talking about, like, you know, 5 days a week, basically. So these people. Okay. Now, was there a dose-dependent relationship in exercise with the higher quartile of individuals that presented the best profile? In other words, the people who exercised more, were they less likely to die of a heart attack, or there was no relationship to it?
So that's a good question. We did not look at that specifically in this trial. We have seen, though, in previous studies using the same data set, that there tends to be a limit, both in our study and other studies on marathon runners, for example, that after you're past 1 hour per day of moderate to vigorous activity, your benefits are really starting, your marginal benefit is really starting to decrease. You start to have problems with injury, joint injury, and tendons and things like
that. Well, okay, so let's talk about that for a second. I'm a huge proponent of heavy resistance training and moderate, sensible cardiovascular training. If we've learned anything from marathon runners, is lots of them develop changes in the heart that are not good. You know, a lone atrial fib, sudden death. We know that putting the heart through those kind of rigors is not better than moderate exercise. But have you looked at resistance training, whether it be on machines or free weights and those types of things, or what did that even figure in here?
So you raise a very, very important question that warrants a lot of further research. At the current time, the American Heart Association really doesn't comment much on the utility of resistance training because we just don't know. We don't know how much is enough or how you should be doing these exercises. There has been huge mounting evidence that resistance training is very important with regards to your metabolic activity. And the reason is because muscle is able to burn so much more fat than is any other or than is fat.
Right.
I have a saying
on the show, Dr. Ahmed. Muscle is metabolic currency. So get into
the gym and make
a deposit today.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up on two of the other lifestyle changes that you should be considering to help protect your heart and help you live longer. We're talking with Dr. Haytham Ahmed from Johns Hopkins Medical Center. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Haytham Ahmed from Johns Hopkins Medical Center. We're talking about the four lifestyle changes that can protect your heart and prolong your life. Okay, so diet and exercise, we pretty much, those are intuitive. What were the other two, Dr. Ahmed?
So the other two were smoking and weight maintenance. And I'm glad you're asking about the other two because smoking was by far and large the most important variable of the ones we investigated. So in fact, it was so important that if you did everything right, so if you exercised, maintained normal weight, ate very healthy, but you smoked, you still were worse off in the study than people who did nothing else correct who stayed away from cigarettes. And that, and the reason why we think that this is true is because smoking has so many effects other than its impact on just the vessels in the heart. So it causes atherosclerosis, it causes heart disease, strokes, but then it also affects your lungs, your skin, and so many different organ systems.
Right.
And this just goes to show you how horrible smoking is. It's probably the best thing you can do for your health is staying away from cigarettes.
You know, I am all for people having the choice to make these types of issues. You know, what you eat, where you live, and all that sort of stuff. That should really all be your choice, and whether or not to smoke should be your choice. But what continually baffles me, I'm a huge proponent of raw unpasteurized milk. And we cannot buy raw unpasteurized milk in this country. It's treated like you're buying a class three drug. But yet we sell cigarettes in grocery stores and convenience stores, and it kills a million people a year just inside the United States. And it just baffles me why there isn't a stronger. Okay, I'm not saying to stop, get people to stop smoking, you have to do away with cigarettes, but at a minimum, to stop the entry of new smokers, I think that tobacco should be by prescription. I think that you should go to your doctor and say, look, doc, I've been smoking for 30 years. They just have this new law. I can't buy tobacco products without a prescription. I want to keep smoking. That gives your doctor a chance to talk you out of it and makes him write the prescription. So that way, kids aren't walking into convenience stores that look like they're 21 or they are turning 21 and they just start smoking. We have to deal. You know what? This is idiocy that we have not addressed the tobacco problem, especially looking down the barrel of this health problem that we have, healthcare problem we have.
And you know, the evidence regarding the impact of smoking on our own health, on our healthcare system, is immense. And I think it starts with education. You know, we first started learning about the deleterious effects of tobacco in the 1960s with the introduction of the U.S. Surgeon General's warning.
Right.
And consistently over the past 5 or 6 decades, we really have seen a slow and steady reduction in smoking prevalence, which is great, you know. And compared to the rest of the world, smoking prevalence in the U.S. has been going down consistently, due to a multitude of reasons. One, mainly because of education, educating the public on the risks of smoking. Two, there's been some good policy initiatives that have limited smoking in public, in hospitals, and in restaurants. And three, because of taxation on smoking and a number of other reasons. But you're absolutely right. We still have a far ways to go, and we hope that people can see from studies like the one we've just conducted how horrible it is to smoke.
I mean, it mitigates all the benefits of all the other three things in one fell swoop. It's like, are you kidding? What are we doing here? Okay, so the last thing I'm sorry, what was the last, the fourth one?
The last thing was normal weight maintenance.
Okay.
And this is a tricky one because weight is a tricky topic to discuss, particularly in people who exercise and diet.
Yeah.
And what we found is that weight and exercise are not always the same thing. For example, there are people who are overweight but who have outstanding fitness, who can perform very, very well on a treadmill test. So they may be overweight but have good fitness. On the contrary, on the opposite spectrum, there may be people who have normal weight but who are very unfit.
Well, there's actually a third group, okay? There's somebody like me who, according to BMI, I am 30 in the BMI scale.
Right.
No, 32.
Right.
But I'm all muscle. I'm probably maybe 14, 15% body fat.
Right. And so particularly in performance athletes who have much higher muscle mass, you know, there's been issues with the way that BMI has been calculated and standardized over the years. So we really just wanted to look at weight maintenance independent of all of these things so that we don't confound some of our findings. And we did see that it is important, to, in addition to all these things, to also maintain a good weight with a BMI as close to 25 as you can achieve. And this really helps. This is important for people who are morbidly obese or have a BMI above 40. It really benefited them to get down to as close to 25 as possible.
Alcohol wasn't even mentioned in this. Was alcohol, was that part of the research?
Alcohol, yes, sir. It actually was part of our Mediterranean diet scale, and the current recommendation based on our scale was 1 ounce for males and half an ounce for females. And so it was essentially included as part of whether you're consuming a healthy Mediterranean diet or not. And if you were way out of whack and drinking a whole lot of alcohol in addition to all the other variables in the Mediterranean diet, then you were considered an unhealthy eater.
And let's be honest, the people who embrace the Mediterranean diet and embrace the way that the French live think that having 2 to 3 glasses of wine, we're talking about Bola Grandes, we're not talking about, you know, a 4 ounce glass, you know, 2 or 3 glasses of wine with dinner is actually a healthy thing. And I've talked about it on the show. Look, you know, alcohol is toxic. And right. I am, you know, I'm a firm believer that you are better off with no alcohol in your life than some alcohol in your life. But if, you know, I love wine and I like the drug-like effects. I like to get a buzz and then it lubricates the fun. And, you know, but I don't try to convince myself that it's healthy.
Right.
So, interesting.
Yeah, that's right.
Last thing, coral calcium. This is a scan that can be provided to people now. I'm sorry, coronary calcium
right.
Index. That's something that a person can walk into their doctor and ask for now, right?
That's correct. You have to be careful because so the times it's a relatively new modality to look for to further stratify your risk of heart disease. And what it is, it's a CT scan, and it looks at the amount of calcium deposition in your coronary arteries. And the thought is, when you start to have atherosclerosis or thickening of your vessels because you have high cholesterol or you're smoking, you're not exercising, that thickening starts to turn into calcium deposition, and you can see that in your coronary. So if your doctor is on the fence, you know, you got on a treadmill, you did a stress test, your results are a little bit, you know, gray, and you have some lifestyle, you have some risk factors for heart disease, but your doctor's not quite sure, they can do a coronary CT scan to look for a calcium score and help them determine if you have signs of heart disease. And if you don't have any calcium whatsoever, that's really a good sign that you probably won't have heart disease. Now, the problem is that currently insurance companies haven't been very eager to pick up on costs for additional medical testing, so
right.
that's where I would be careful. It would really only be a test that's indicated in the settings that I just mentioned.
Yeah, because it's not inexpensive. But let me ask you this: the reason I ask this is, so was there a correlation between the coronary calcium level of the individuals and the ones that ended up having an ischemic
yes.
event and or dying?
Yes. And that's what's really important for us to realize. So one, the people that were healthy were more likely to have no calcium at the start of the study. Okay? So they had lower incidence. 3 years later, we checked again and they were more likely to have no progression or lower progression of calcium. Okay? And then these same people were also less likely to then have heart attacks and die. And so it's a very, very good early marker of, it's a good predictor of what you're going to see in the next few years if you don't change your life and turn things around.
Yeah. And that's why I think it's interesting, the whole coronary calcium index. I think that it's something that, you know, we know that from the New York Times article recently that colonoscopies are so very expensive and burdensome on the medical system. I can't believe that, as you aptly point out, if somebody has some other risk factors that doctors can't just order that and an insurance company pay for it. But anyway, listen,
right.
I want to thank you so much for being on the show today and talking about this, Dr. Ahmed.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Take care. All right, and then I also want to mention that so happens that tomorrow we're actually going to be talking about tobacco when we interview a doctor from University of California in San Francisco that talks about the fact that tobacco companies are not stakeholders in public health. If anything, they're the antithesis of stakeholders in public health. They don't care if the medical bills get more and more expensive and more expensive. They just care about selling tobacco products, regardless of whether those products kill people or not. And it's time to talk about this openly. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. I usually